Welcome, everyone. This is Carol Look of www.attractingabundance.com. And this new program is called Clearing Your Subconscious Blocks to Attracting Success and Abundance. And I am delighted to present it to you in these audio recordings. We all have subconscious blocks to getting what we want and getting to where we want to go, or else we would already be there. This set of recordings is designed to help you release and clear any of those blocks and any cellular memories or energetic patterns from your subconscious mind so that you can move forward with ease and certainty and faith, and even more importantly, move forward with a knowing that you deserve what you want in this lifetime. Based on the evidence in our lives, we do know that some kind of limiting beliefs or blocks must be there. If you look at your relationships, your financial abundance, what keeps showing up for you? Is it based on your scarcity energy or prosperity energy? And I know many of us have tried with our conscious minds, and we do law of attraction exercises, and we make vision boards, and we try to set goals. We try with our conscious minds to make changes, and they don't last because the core issue is located in our subconscious mind. Now, sometimes we can't locate or identify what our blocks truly are. We just have the obvious evidence that they're there because we aren't where we want to be yet. So I know that can be frustrating, so that's why one of the main reasons I've devised this program to help you clear them. Remember, our subconscious mind is always in control. It's what is in control. So no matter how hard you try consciously to change your life, if your subconscious isn't on board or isn't aligned with what you want, you'll be derailed either immediately or eventually. We know a lot about motivation. It comes from the conscious mind, and it can last for only so long before you either burn yourself out or you resort to your old ways. Now, that doesn't mean you haven't been trying hard enough. So many of you have been trying so hard to make the changes. But if you're doing it based on motivation, which comes from your conscious mind, then you have to resort to the old ways because that's how the brain works. And that's really new information for us that's very, very valuable, is that it's not our fault. It's really how the brain works. So if you have subconscious programming that says success is bad, money is dangerous, rich people are greedy, if you have any programming in your subconscious mind, that's what's going to get in your way. Now, there's also inspiration, and that's what we really need to work from. Inspiration comes from deep within. And you have to be in alignment with your desires to feel inspired and to follow up with those feelings of inspiration. So when you feel inspired, there's no doubt. It seems easy, right? It comes to you very naturally. So that's why we want to use inspiration rather than motivation. And I've even gotten in trouble with a lot of people because I talk about letting go of goal setting, and it upsets them because they're so used to using their left brain, setting goals, trying to set up their lives that way, but they don't work because of subconscious programming. So that's critically important, and it's why many of us are relapsing and sabotaging and sliding backwards, even though we have the intention to move forward and really make changes in our life on some level of success or abundance in some area of our life.